American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting from the winter wonderland in Arctic tundra known as the Washoe Valley, at least from midnight till noon. This is the worst little podcast in the world. Welcome back. It's good to talk to you all. I've got Nick with me.
Hey.
We've got Chewie here. Oh my God, he's back from the mines where he puts his dick in things. But better than that, we've got a brand new band, Pink Oval, on the show.
They're awesome.
Talking out of our ass.
I love how Nick cushioned Rory from the post.
Thank you, Nick.
That was great.
I did appreciate that.
I got
that.
Your back, bro.
Fuck yeah.
It's been a couple weeks.
It's what you might call
teamwork. It's been a couple weeks since we've been here in the saddle again. Hi, everybody. God. Happy New Year again, because I think the first show, two shows were in the New Year. Now, this is the last show of the season, ladies and gentlemen.
Is it really?
So yeah, it's a blowout.
No, this is the last show of the season, yes.
Okay.
Literally, this week is the show birthday. This is the end of season 6. Next week will be the beginning of season 7.
And that's 249.
Yes, this is episode 248 right now, and it's the very end of season 6. So welcome to the end of the season.
Now, while we're on the topic of all of this, when I canceled last week because I was horribly ill, did that fuck up our Magic 250 show, or are we just doing fuzzy math so that it all works?
Nope, you fucked it up.
God damn it. So now the great end show is going to be 249.
All of that stuff has totally changed, Rick.
Oh,
yeah.
Seriously?
Like, everything is, the next few weeks are all totally different than when you need to look at the Facebook page much more often. We communicate frequently over there. When you don't look at it for weeks at a time, the schedule gets out of your head. Yeah. But anyway,
I'm sorry about that.
So I'm really happy though to welcome one of my favorite new bands as our last show of this season.
A band
that I personally found in 2016. I saw you guys, Pink Awful, ladies and gentlemen. I saw them at 40 Mile. They were playing in the corner. It was towards end of the summer, beginning of the fall,
Halloween. Like right before. Yeah.
I was in a musical, so I was very confused about the time around that whole era month. But yeah, I saw them, and I literally, while watching them, had to just send them a message on Facebook, kissing their ass and telling them how awesome they were being.
The whole time thinking, this will be so difficult for Rick when this band comes on the show.
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
But it sounds so cool.
You gotta get some interns, Rick.
Why don't you have interns?
We have intern failure. You know what I've had? Okay, first off, our interns are failing. Rick actually has a job and called. Intern X just didn't show, but maybe she told me and I forgot. Anyway, and then I've had three different people approach me wanting to be new interns, and none of them have followed up on it. And so
slackers.
I think I'm not going to chase them because they'll just be the kind of interns that don't fucking show, right?
That's
gonna
the
be
whole
a lot
test.
Of that with that new weed law.
I saw a mom of an intern, and she said the intern might want to intern again, but I doubt it. Grant.
Oh, and Grant's actually old enough now that we won't feel uncomfortable with him hearing all the things we talk about.
What was his intern name?
What was his intern name?
Shit, I don't even remember.
He had a name?
It was funny.
Doesn't matter.
Shut up, Polanski.
Wasn't he jailbait or something like that?
Danger.
Jailbait. It was jailbait.
Yeah.
It was something to do with the fact that he was so young. And if it weren't for the fact that I knew his parents and had a note from them saying it was okay for
us to call him jailbait on a podcast.
If I get a name, I might be willing to spread myself thin enough to.
Your name is Danger. Hey, welcome. Well, first sponsor of the show.
Yeah.
Mr.
Live
Felix Danger.
Studio audience.
In the live studio audience. Hi, Felix.
Woo! Danger in the house.
Also, designer of the brand new Worst Little Podcast logo that you'll be seeing all over the website in just a week or so.
When
we have a total revamp, I promise. Website's going to be brand new and different in 14 days.
We squeeze every creative cell out of Reno to get this show to be as amazing as you hear it.
So in like 3 weeks, look out for that.
I don't have my own mic.
Totally.
So
in four weeks, it's going to look fantastic.
My silence is agreement. I don't have a mic, so.
There was already too much going on, and Felix just showed up, so I go off mic when he goes on mic.
Okay.
This is like your dream show, Rick.
Oh, yeah. No, being that close to him. And the beer breath always makes me think of, like, my dad kissing me goodnight when I was a kid. And there's something weird and sexual about that I don't understand.
The beard and the beer.
Whoa. Yeah.
Jack off to him, please.
Oh, wow. And I know, I'm not even going to get into who's a top and who's a bottom in that conversation. Okay.
Just remember, it's always the opposite of
Rick.
What you think.
Hey, Rick, you know what? We have a band here.
Oh, my God, yeah. There's people here?
Yes, there are people here.
And since there's such a pain in the ass to set up, dude, maybe we should hear some.
Yeah.
It's going to be way worth it.
Maybe we should talk to them. Ashley, hi.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us.
Introduce yourself and then, like, maybe let's go around the room and the drummer goes last. And everybody just kind of introduce your name with your voice so the audience can recognize you.
I'm Ashley. I'm the singer of Pink Awful.
I'm Emily. I'm the bass player.
Mike, guitar, vocals.
Bernie.
And last but not least, Brendan, the drummer.
Well, the typically,
Brendan, you're so gentle.
Brendan,
say that again.
Typically,
like you mean
that, that is Brendan, why drummers drummer. Go last.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, they're so gentle, the drummers.
They are least.
And when you speak, get right up on the mic.
You were right Brendan. Up on the mic.
And we're just all talking over here, so it's not fair.
You should turn them up a little, Rick.
Can you hear me?
No, I can't.
Is there a frog in my throat?
Can you hear me now?
I can turn it up, but then the drums are so fucking loud when he plays.
Oh, I forgot. That's
out
why.
Of control. The audience won't hear it that crappy. They'll hear really him. Right.
We'll fix it in post.
Never
fix
mind,
it
audience.
In post. Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah. Nick. Wait, Nick. Always pulling the curtain back. It's been 6 years, man. You'd think you'd learn by now.
No.
Just ignore any problems. We'll fix them later.
I'm doing this for your own good, Nick. Yeah. No.
Oh fuck. Oh, man. Everybody drink.
Have a drink, everyone.
I forgot about the tradition.
It's been a while since we've yeah-no'd it. That's two now. Okay.
Now everybody says it's amazing.
Well, I hope everybody's been having as great a start to the new year as hopefully I have been.
Fucking A.
So far, it sucks.
Mine's been great except for the weather. My parents were in town today.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, they say, by the way, they do say
them.
Hello. They express the same to you as well. They were here to do a little wedding planning, and your presence is requested as an usher.
Oh, my God.
Neat. That's kind of neat because today's my anniversary with Mikey.
That's right.
Yeah, 1 year.
Happy anniversary, guys.
Happy anniversary, Mr.
Thanks.
Ramirez.
Great
Thanks.
Day in history.
And I'm going to be in your wedding.
You are.
You were in my wedding. And Felix, you were in my wedding. Chewy, you were
Felix
my
is going to be in my
awesome.
Wedding, too. We didn't plan on Chewy being in my wedding because you can never tell with his work schedule.
Yeah.
That's
well,
true.
Well, hopefully I can at least see you that day.
Yes, you're invited, but I didn't want to count on you being in the wedding party because you're a flake. Because you have the real job.
I've got a career.
Yeah.
out of the all of us, you're the only one with like the real job.
Oh, Rick's got a real job.
Well, yeah, but he made it up himself.
Yeah.
It's kind of like it's a make-believe job.
Dude,
somehow it worked.
I work hard every day.
Yeah.
I know we're kind of
long hours.
You
guys have jobs.
Yeah, but you're... Never mind.
Yeah.
I'm jealous of your white picket fence and your 18-figure income and your mansion and yacht.
Oh, shit. I forgot to turn my
I don't know
off.
How many figures it is, but it's a lot more than 18. Right?
Somebody's calling, Nick.
Should I see who it is? All right, let's see everybody. Hello?
Nick?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Ivy downstairs.
Oh, hi. What's going on? You're on the Worst Little Podcast.
Hi, Ivy.
Hello.
Hi, that would be Ivy, partner of Hank Sosnowski, who's currently hospitalized.
Yes, that's right. What's going on?
Hey, well, I just replaced my 46-inch flat-screen LED TV. It's a 50-inch, so I've got the 46-inch, and I just wondered if you'd like to have my 46-inch.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I'd love to have your television.
Bing, bing, bing.
That'd be great.
Really nice.
Thank you so much.
Hell
all right, yeah. Well, thanks, Ivy.
Yeah,
sexually.
Okay?
Yeah, let's talk about it in a little bit.
Absolutely not a problem.
Okay, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Thank you.
Bye.
That was
great.
The ball.
Way to blow up the show, huh?
That was your downstairs neighbor?
Yeah.
Yeah, Hank's part.
Yeah, does the carpet match the drapes?
Hey, man. I don't know.
Yeah.
I
was like,
kind of. Hey, that's a really great thing that just happened there.
Yeah,
good thing no awkward comments were said.
We were just talking about how poor Nick is, and then he gets a free TV.
Yeah.
That's pretty great.
See, so, it all evens out.
All right, let's get back to the band now.
Pink Awful.
Oh, there's a band.
They keep waiting for so long. How about we just start with a song?
Okay.
And then we'll talk about you.
Everybody think of some good questions for Pink Awful.
Okay.
Are you guys down?
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
We are. It's actually going to be two songs, though. They kind of go together.
Perfect.
That's all
right. It's right up our alley. So.
Quick, in a nutshell, describe yourself. At the most awkward time possible.
The band or me?
Ah,
you.
We are. I don't know. It's all. It's all. Well, I have a tie.
Like most guitar players,
he
doesn't listen.
Gray jeans on, a striped shirt.
Like is pretty. Like
red shoes.
How many of you could drink alcohol in the 90s?
Well, I did.
I wasn't of age, but I.
You mean physically or legally?
Physically.
Yeah. Physically, yes.
Like at least high school party.
You didn't
age.
Ask legally yet.
No, I'm not asking. But who cares?
Oh, I could.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So, shoegazer might be a term that you're familiar with.
It is. I don't think that's apt, but there's a lot of swirly swirls, but there's a solid, strong song structure underneath everything. And there's still just a basic. There's definitely a '90s feel. We've heard that a lot, and that's more apt than shoegaze. It's
okay.
If you come to us expecting My Bloody Valentine or Lush or something, then you're in the wrong place.
All right. Fair.
A Pink Awful.
All right. So, did we just go?
Yeah. No, you can set it up if you want, or just start playing, however, like.
We'll be right back.
I'm so glad that's over.
Hey, shut up, kid. No, you don't know what you're talking about.
You don't even know.
Bad taste, Ricky.
It's great.
She doesn't know.
That was awesome.
Yeah, but she's only 10. She doesn't.
Holy shit, you guys.
God
and,
damn.
And, oh, in case our audience didn't know, if you start that this podcast at the same time that you start The Wizard of Oz, all that goes along with what happens on the screen. So,
so there's that.
Yeah, wow. Okay, shit. You know what? Yeah, 90s basement shows with a lot of like BO and smoke and way too much weed and maybe little mushrooms.
It's like counterculture 80s stuff, though, too. It's not.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like you're not like strictly 90s.
No, there's a lot of.
I think you're cooler than the 90s, is what I'm trying to say.
But it does. There is something going on that really does remind me of like Reno basement shows in like the mid 90s of like touring bands and awesomeness.
Like makes me think of driving through the desert.
Also,
with
like
shit on way loud.
But yeah, there's
like
a lot of
totally
a lot of 80s vibe going.
Sagebrush.
No, you guys are a great fucking new sound on the scene. Nobody else sounds like you. So
thank you
for doing what you do.
Like a modern Joy Division with a female singer.
Hey now!
Wow, way to bring it down with a suicide reference.
Well, you know, if you're gonna kill yourself, I guess that music's better
than
some
authority.
Other
authority.
I'll take it.
Well, hey, Reno is the home of Rock and Roll Suicide. Oh, no, wait. No, Judas Priest was acquitted of all charges.
And that was in Sparks also.
Chewy would not like it matters,
that was, well, it was by the radio tower, so maybe their brains
were affected. Right.
Where did this show start? Not very far away from that. In Sparks.
Maybe that happened to us.
Happened over at Dilworth or something, Rick? Do you remember where the Judas Priest?
Yeah, I remember it being like between Dilworth and my house.
Okay.
But I don't.
So like that was in the hood, in the neighborhood.
Somewhere near York.
I wasn't there when it happened.
Richard's Way or something.
I would have been like, you guys, it's a record. Stop.
Yeah. They had other problems besides Judas Priest, I think.
You were too busy having the FBI follow you.
Right. That was during the time of the court case, actually. But anyway.
That's a different story about the FBI following a teenage Rick who had long, cure-like hair and would wear trench coats and button-up shirts and hang around
never
in cemeteries.
Bathed, smoking weed in cars.
Clothes.
Followed by the FBI.
Did you get smoking clothes.
Are you sure it was the FBI?
Yeah.
Well, you know, they did just take me into a room with like the light over the table, just like in the movies, and it could have been anybody. I don't know. It wasn't like an office or something.
All right, now suck this fluid out of this little tube.
Right. You sure you didn't dream it or something?
No, it really happened. I was couch surfing, so I was staying at somebody's random house, and their parents let me stay there. And in the middle of the night, the FBI's banging on their door because they finally decided it was time to pull the trigger and bring this bitch in. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
rid the city of this
menace. What'd they have on you?
I had somebody. There were two kids called the Chia Kids who had been like who were missing.
Yeah,
and presumably, like maybe murdered. And I had some stupid friend who, while he was drunk, was like, "Oh, I heard that the Satan worshippers have them," or some stupid thing that people just like say.
You know, Rick Spagnuolo's a Satan worshipper.
No, he's just like, "Oh yeah, I know the Satanists, and they have those kids, and they're gonna sacrifice them," or something, just some stupid shit. And I remember thinking, "What a dumbass!" I mean, even as a kid, I'm like, "That's so like, what a dumbass!" And then I told one of my other friends when I was drunk a couple days later, like, "Oh, some asshole said that it was that Satanists had them or something," and it was just this offhand thing to say how stupid that was. And that friend of mine called the secret witness hotline and said that I knew where the Chia Kids were.
Damn!
Wow.
If you're talking about the Chia Kids, it probably actually was the FBI.
And that's what. No, it really was. Yeah. No, it was the fucking because it wasn't wearing a cop outfit, and and they did take me into like an office place that was like anyway. So yeah, it was really shitty, and that's what happens when you hang out with gay people, you guys.
Let this be a lesson to you.
Don't
get into theater in high school, kids. Right. Let this be a lesson to you.
For real, and really, and gay people have plenty of rights, okay?
But they have the right to shut the hell up.
Yeah, and they do, Ricky.
That's fair.
Hey now.
Let's get back to the band Pink Awful. How did you come up with that name?
Well, we had our little democratic vote of names, and it was one of the things that I put up on the board. And I explained it to Emily, who was our newest member at the time, and well, still is, I guess.
Are you close to your mic?
Me?
Yeah.
I can be closer.
That's so much better. Thank you.
All right.
So pink awful.
So anyway, we...
That's how you get hemorrhoids.
On my upper and lower lip? That's great.
No, not the mic. Pink awful.
No, anyway,
how do you
it was...
How do you get hemorrhoids on your mouth?
That's for a different show. Right.
Sexually.
Sexually.
Thank you.
Yeah. I remembered it from a childhood book as being a one of those shitty books you have to read in seventh grade. In like reading class and like
reading
some coming
class?
Of age tale. Yeah, I'm old.
With the three R's, yeah. Reading, writing, and arithmetic.
Indeed, yes. So anyway, yeah, it was the name of a bubblegum in this book, and I couldn't figure out exactly where it was from, and actually Emily found it somehow. And
what book was it?
What is it?
I'm also old, so I remembered the book.
Yes.
It's called Soup and Me. It's like...
So like a Judy
it's a sequel.
I'm older than you. It must be some newfangled book.
Soup and me.
Soup and
that's
me.
That's after our time.
What?
No, it's soup and me for you. And
pink awful's
it's
a bubblegum.
It's kind of like the new Huckleberry Finn with.
So they say the N word a lot.
Got it.
Oh.
Less racist.
Less racism. So maybe
I think they actually combined a whole lot. Like there was a dog that had to be shot. There is racism.
Oh, it's like
we know that
river.
Old Yeller.
Like, yeah, I was going to say
yeah, there was
a
bunch of there. It was just that's it was meta. Sure there was. It was very.
Let's
meta.
Just tie in all the tropes and whitewash it of anything that might be awkward.
Mm-hmm. White being the operative
douche
word.
It.
Exactly. Well, because where the red fern grows, they talk about
that's
coons
what I thought
a lot,
it was,
and
coon-hounds.
I don't think they're always talking about raccoons.
Yes, they are.
Oh no!
Why are you so sensitive?
Raccoons. Bunch of black people down there. Right?
Nor are they in Louisiana talking about coon ass Cajuns. And that's
nope.
A whole.
Yes.
That's okay.
I just learned about coon ass recently. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. No, that's real. Coon ass means son of the swamp.
My friend from Louisiana was talking about coon asses. Yeah. I was like, wow, man, that's not that cool. He's like, no, they're just like really Cajun people.
Yeah. It does not mean what you think it means.
I was going to say, this is getting dark real fast.
Oh, man. Good one.
Let's go.
It's going to a bad place.
No, yeah, I that shocked me quite a bit when I got to Louisiana.
We've gone way darker. Don't you worry about that.
Yeah. We've had Michael Jackson on the show. Really?
We really did. What? He was in the studio all weekend, too.
The keyboardist?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Oh,
thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Good pull.
Can I have a namaste, Rick, please?
That was a really good
maybe
idea.
How about a namaste?
Did he bring
considering.
Did he bring a blanket?
Namaste.
There we go.
Namastizzle.
Everybody
no, Mike
now?
Jackson. He's a great keyboardist. Great guy. Great actor, too.
Oh, yeah?
Hmm. Yeah, he was in an opera last year about Nevada. World premiere of an opera at Nightingale Hall.
What opera?
Oh.
The Big Bonanza.
Mm. We saw him. He played a few shows with a friend of ours that had a little collective. I think it may have. Are they not doing anything?
They're not doing. Yeah, Cool Tapes.
We so tried Lex to get them on the show for a minute, and then Lex left town or
he's
went crazy.
Back,
or,
he left to Hawaii for a bit.
Good. He's back though.
He is back.
Oh,
is
we
back.
Good. We should do something with him.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, so, all right, what's your story? Where did you guys come from?
Oh, so Pink Awful, you're named after bubblegum in a book none of us
but
read.
But where did you guys come from?
And then soup and then what?
Nick says he remembers you from a band back in
Sleepy
the day.
Sleepy Sunshine.
I remember your face from shows, I think.
Mainstays at the early Mary Anarchy shows.
No, I'm
you look familiar
I'm newer
from
here.
Drinking in bars, possibly. I don't know. No?
No, yeah.
That's cause for a drink.
Drink.
Everybody drink. I've had some bands in town.
Okay. Yeah. No. Like, so
you've had some bands in town.
But
have
so,
you,
so
have
yeah.
You
where
on
did
the
this
show
come
before?
From?
I didn't know the show existed until this morning.
Okay. Good.
Awesome.
So
we're doing our job.
Yeah. Pretty much Craigslist is.
We met on Craigslist.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah? A real Craigslist band?
Actually,
a Frankenstein band.
Casual Encounters.
We've had a couple.
I'd say that was. Fucking success.
Yeah.
Damn.
With the exception of Brendan, I think, I don't know what the time limit is, but I put an ad out. I found somebody else that wanted to play bass because I moved up here from Vegas like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And what was it, October or so of, I guess, 2015, I was like, I'm going to kill myself or start a band. And so, yeah, I put an ad up.
You made the right choice.
maybe. I feel like there's like a very like morning drive time thing going on here.
yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
But anyway, no. So I put an ad out that said basically just.
Oh, sorry.
Just, you killed a little bit.
Sometimes they go off.
And met a bass player, and then eventually Ashley answered the ad as well.
Two bass players in, or one in, right?
Yeah, technically Emily is not our first, but really as this incarnation of the band, she definitely is, because Ashley and I, we played with this.
You like her better.
Yeah, well.
Emily, yes. talk shit yeah. about
Emily,
how the other one sucked.
I'm pretty likable.
I will not talk shit about how the other one sucked.
He was a great bass player.
He was a fantastic bass player, okay. But he could not.
Drug problem?
No.
Work with others?
He's doing all the time nowadays.
We did have that one guy try out that was, I'm pretty sure he was high.
We had some other, we had some pitfalls here and there, yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't until, actually, Emily, I think, was our last resort. We met Ashley. That came out badly.
What a resounding vote of confidence.
It was our last ad, I should say. Anyway, Brendan, our drummer, played with Ashley before. Yeah. So when she and I started writing songs, I basically put some demos together, and she put some vocals over them, and we were like, okay, let's do it. Let's see what we got. Brendan came and hung out a few times, and we ended up playing, and he was into it, I think, still is. And
he's a drummer. They don't count.
Maybe.
And he's downstairs and you can't see him.
Yeah. Well, they're everywhere.
He's probably texting somebody right now.
Sure, rolling his eyes.
No, anyway.
I'm a millennial, so I text.
Yeah. No, Brendan actually kind of helped just kind of solidify the fact that, like, this was something we could do, and it worked. And we went through a whole bunch of douchebags through Craigslist, because that's how it works. And eventually we got to.
When did this all start? When did you put out the first ad?
My first ad was in October of 2015.
Okay,
yeah, that's
okay.
When him and I. Yeah.
Yeah. And it took quite some time. It was probably April?
Yeah.
When did you actually answer your ad, Brennan?
Like June?
June, yeah.
Yeah, that sounds
so. July.
Yeah, Lonsper broke up in.
Took a lot of patience.
May.
Yeah, okay, so yeah, that sounds
then
right.
Then I needed a thing to do.
Yeah.
So,
and
yeah.
Found a good thing to do.
Yeah. So, yeah, eventually, yeah, we got Brennan, and he was actually willing to play bass if we needed him to, and we kind of got around to, like, let's write a new ad, and it was more of just like a, look, go fuck yourself, because we're so tired of, like, we had a guy show up still drunk from the night before.
All right, hey, I'm a great bass player, but we can only play songs in the key of A. Yeah. I don't know anything else.
If he could have found A, that would have been great. So
it's very sweaty.
The old way I used to live my life was never let him see you sober. You know, I'm gonna be fucked up every time you see me. You might as well get used to it.
That's not a bad way to live if you can keep your shit together. But yeah, no, he couldn't. There were a bunch of other. Yeah, just bad shit. So we wrote a new ad, and it just so happened that Emily was in a place to look, as far as I know. I mean, it's your story. So,
honestly, you guys were the first ad that I looked at. And it,
it all worked
no,
out
it was.
For a reason.
It was, like,
that's
you guys
excellent.
Had all my,
that's synchronicity.
Yeah, it worked out.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I didn't put the police as a... As a fucking
influence, but I mean, but come on, you guys play rock instruments in the 21st century. Of course, the police was an influence. I mean,
yeah. When we get into our reggae phase in a couple years, we'll let you know. But no, I don't know. It's just everything. We have similar tastes, but not so much that everything is incredibly derivative.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure anybody that's had a record player in the last or a CD player or whatever. In the last 30 years, could pick out some stuff, but yeah, I think everything comes together in the right sort of way.
No, you have like complicated calculus of music happening there.
Sometimes,
as far as the structure of your songs, there's a lot of shit happening.
Oh Jesus Christ!
It sounds really big. A big sound. Can we hear it again?
Yeah, can we
do more?
Let's get some more here.
Yeah, I'm just gonna have to change guitars. So.
Oh, of course you do.
And then I'll be back for the next round with double the points.
What? Anything going on? I'm trying to vamp while he gets his guitar.
Oh,
well everybody else is still here, just not him, right?
Right.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah, but it created an awkward.
So, do you guys have a website or just a Facebook page at this point?
We've got a website,
okay.
Pinkawful.com.
Cheers.
And
Facebook. You have a Facebook too.
What are we doing next?
Facebook. Just search Pink Awful, I guess.
Yes.
I don't know what the URL is.
That's how Facebook
works. Oh, yeah. Like,
well, there's a URL, but I don't know.
And then we also have a Facebook.
People usually know how that works.
Yeah. And so it's all there. It says we have an Instagram, but we really don't yet.
Awesome.
They lie.
You guys should, and you should have, liar. Like, a friend show up and take pictures of like, blurry pictures of you singing. Because if you guys can't hear this on the podcast, but Ashley cannot be still when she sings.
Oh,
like,
no,
in person,
so cool.
She's a very composed, together, you know, like, I mean, could be a statue. The minute she starts singing, there's hand wringing and waving and stomping, and it's fantastic. No, yeah. I mean, it's intense.
It's great to watch.
You're playing the instrument of yourself.
Yes.
Kinda.
Yeah.
Wow, girl, you look like a squirter.
Chewie.
Chewbacca.
That's
not
really
inappropriate
while she's here.
That'd be rad.
While she's here.
I love the Chewie samples when he's not on mic to defend himself. That wasn't really Chewie, you guys. Just so you know. It's different when he's in the room.
And he looks
what
at you.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Threatens you with those big Wookiee fists.
Man, I can masturbate without blowing myself.
Most of us can.
They announced the name of the Star Wars movie.
It's
going to be The Last Jedi.
Episode 7?
8.
8. Whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah.
I've lost count at this point. I'm getting too old.
Hey, what'd I miss?
Not much. Star Wars.
Just Star Wars, yeah. Talking about the band. Do you guys have any... when's your next show?
Well, we actually don't have one booked right now. This is kind of the last thing. We started playing out in October, and it was kind of a little earlier than we had planned originally, and we'd played quite a bit. And so we decided after this podcast, we're going to...
Break up.
It's happened before.
And then get back together, and then...
Actually, that has happened repeatedly on this show. We've had bands break up before the show got published 3 days later.
We've been bands last show.
You guys got way too excited about us saying we're going to break up. They're like,
know,
oh my God,
Another one!
Go do it! Go do it!
No, that would be awful.
Speaking of suicide.
No, we don't want
to
kill
We're looking forward to a big future from you guys.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, we want to kind of settle down and just focus on getting some songs to record, and not really, you know, playing shows. You got to prepare for the shows. You got to practice your set, and then you got to get ready for the shows. So we really want to just focus on working on new material and
just songwriting and
totally
laying low for a little while.
Around.
I know.
What is that?
Right now, if you don't mind telling people, or if you want to keep it a secret, I totally understand too. But how much material do you have? Would you say?
We've got, I think, a solid 8 or 9 songs.
Sexually.
Cool.
Yes.
And some of them are
8 or 9, too.
Some of them are kind of long and epic, too, right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
And not to, I don't want to belittle sexually. Brendan's point. Like, he's right. That's where we're at, is we're trying to figure out, let's, like, hone in, let's get some stuff, and let's write some more. We've got about probably half a dozen other things on the back burner that we're trying to get to, but... Mm. As you guys are familiar with in probably playing and talking to any of the bands, it just takes you can't play out every week and then continue to write. And
no,
you
got to make seasons.
You got to stop. And then the arena's not big enough to play.
That
you can't
often.
Keep playing and playing and playing. Cause
No, unless you're the fucking Cure, where you just stop putting out albums for 20 years and tour every 5 days.
Yeah, but you've got thousands of songs to play for people to.
But yeah, but
I'm so bitter.
My name's not Robert Smith.
I hate him.
They've got such a good catalog of music, though.
Right, so
fall back on.
Do you want to do Love Song or Spider-Man?
I think Spider-Man's really good. Actually, can we do Close to Me? Okay, no shit. I'm
like
a huge
Dub
Cure
remix
fan.
Version. Yeah.
Everybody should be.
Yes, that's right.
Did you say Deer Tick? No, what did you say?
After the show, you should ask Rick to show you his Cure stuff.
Yeah. Do you like it in your face?
In private.
In private. A tour.
Oh, yeah. I have a Robert Smith Saint candle. St. Robert Smith with like the never mind.
Do you pray to it?
No, but it's funny.
Do you beat off to it?
I have a Shakespeare one.
Would Jesus get mad if you did pray to it, Rick?
No, I don't think so. I think Jesus would get mad if I worshipped it as a god.
Okay.
But praying to it would be fine.
So, yeah. So we're just gonna go, I guess.
It sounds like it already is.
My mind.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Woo!
All right, Brendan, you good?
My mind.
My mind
is blown. One,
yeah, that's really, that's some great stuff right there.
So
really happy you guys are around.
I see on that guitar you have a Roxy Colley sticker.
Yes.
I do. And a Grimtone sticker.
Yeah.
No shit.
This has become my official bands we've played with that gave us stickers guitar.
Cool. Awesome. Nice. Elephant Rifle. Oh, who's the one with the skull?
Basha?
Basha.
Was that at Mary Anarchy?
That was at Holland.
That's right. That's
yeah.
That was at Holland.
Yeah.
We'll have to get you a one-ton dually sticker one of these days and play a show with you.
Yeah.
You'll have to make a one-ton dually sticker at some point.
We're on the same flyer.
I've got like five of them by my front door.
We have some.
We've shared the weekend with them.
Yes.
So that's neat.
Yes.
Fair enough. Mary Anarchy.
28 of our other friends. Bands. Yes.
500 of your close personal friends. Rick?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
Do you think?
I think you're telling me.
Or is that
let's
early?
Let's do a round.
Is that early?
Oh, I was saying with all this Jesus. Big band, this five
we better
band.
Fucking,
oh my God.
Yeah.
We better
like
go
a
quick
round.
Let's
of
just
yeah,
get
yeah.
to the important stuff.
The important questions, not the bullshit ones. Okay.
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for everyone's favorite segment of the show. That's called the Worst Little Quiz, where I'm going to ask all of our contestants a series of uncomfortable personal questions, and they're going to ask them, answer them for points. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I got some resounding shrugs. And non-committal looks. Excellent.
Might as well.
Excellent.
Never heard the show.
They're already playing the right way.
Ashley, we're going to start with you. We're going to start with one of my personal favorites. How many books do you own? Round to the nearest 5, 10, 50, 100.
35.
35. And what's the last book you read?
Last book I read was Finding Your Soul Signature.
Okay.
How else will you sign your soul bank account?
That's a great question.
Right?
How many books do you own? Same questions. How many books do you own to the nearest 5, 10, 50, 100?
I'm a librarian, so that's probably a really bad question.
Rounded to nearest 5, 10, 1,000?
1 million.
Probably 1,000 at least.
1,000?
Yeah.
Okay. And what's the book you've most recently completed reading? Because I'm sure you're reading like 4 currently.
The Hobbit, actually.
Oh, yeah, cheers.
I reread The Hobbit again.
Nice. Fun.
probably like 50. And the last book I completed was Tropic of Cancer.
Nice.
Mm, the classics there.
It'd be at least 1,000.
Okay.
I have a lot of stupid books.
Okay.
Are they stupid books, or are you as literate as everybody else so far?
No, I just enjoy looking at them.
I use them for acoustics.
Oh, so. Children.
I just like organizing them.
Logging them. What's the last book you've completed reading?
A biography of Marcus Aurelius.
Nice. Mm. I love that guy.
I never read that one.
I can't, you know, part of me is like, I can't tell if Chewie is really serious or
no,
sarcastic.
No, I am serious. I think The Meditations is one of my favorite books I ever read. I just can't.
But that's you just really sound piece. Sarcastic as fuck,
well,
man. and downstairs.
I just donated a bunch, so I probably have 50. And the last one I read was Stephen King's It.
Mm. Again, a return to the classics.
Funny, I
all
watched
of
that
you, a return
television
to the classics.
Movie yesterday.
Check out the big brain on Pink Offal. Fuck.
Upon your death, Brandon, where would you haunt?
Mm. Oh, let's see. I would haunt
given
the Winchester Mystery House in San Jose.
Oh,
give it an actual good haunting. Excellent.
That's fucking rad.
And back upstairs.
Oh. If I were a ghost?
Yeah, upon your death, where would you haunt? Yes.
Oh, goddamn. I would haunt the entire campus of UNR.
Good spot.
Oh, I don't know. The White House?
Ooh. Okay.
Taken.
There's a lot of ghosts there. It's crowded.
That guy's not white. He's
very elitist ghosts.
Orange ghosts.
I feel like I'd want to be a sea ghost.
Like,
oh my God!
Of the sea or on a boat?
She doesn't mean like sea word.
No.
She's on a boat.
I want to be a sea ghost.
I want to be a sea ghost.
You mean crotch? The crotch,
like an ocean.
That's the sea.
I used to go out with a girl who was a sea ghost.
Yeah, I'll just haunt crotches.
Crotch haunter.
That's our side project now. Crotch haunter.
I'd want to swim and haunt with Tahoe Tessie. He definitely existed.
Nice.
I saw him. I saw him.
Haunt Lake Tahoe?
Yeah.
You guys are just making
the entire
shit
lake.
Think he's dead?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Rick, would you like to hop in here?
Riku has a couple.
Yeah. Oh, no. We shouldn't.
Or should I
Riku
save that?
Yet. No, let's jump to age and circumstance with loss of your virginity.
The first time you made love.
Oh, it's a classic. I was 16, and it was my boyfriend I'd been dating for like 4 months.
And location?
And my bedroom.
God, Rory.
And my parents were home.
Hey!
Oh, sneaky sex.
Danger!
They didn't know, right?
And there were candles, and we played Jewel.
Oh.
Did he end up being gay?
Wow.
Jewel is so romantic.
I don't know, actually.
Wow. What a foolish game.
You lost touch.
I will say I was listening to Belle and Sebastian.
Much better choice. Thank you.
Again.
Well done. Well done. Indie kid. age and location?
I was in my 20s already.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nevada?
Was it in a car? No.
The backseat.
This is when I was
living
in Seattle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was it in a bed?
It was in a heap of clothes because I had no bed at the time.
Yeah. Yeah. See, those are the kind of deets we're looking for.
Were they dirty clothes?
Those details get you points.
No, no, no.
Or afterwards.
Was it clean pile?
They were clean. Oh. They were clean. I'm a classy bitch.
They were clean. Know what I'm saying?
Hey, girl.
Mike?
I lost my virginity when I was 17 in my sad little childhood bed.
Was it like a race car bed?
I believe
like
you made
it. Star Wars sheets.
I've like been 6 foot my entire life. There's not a fucking race car bed that would fit me.
Han Solo,
I wish I could,
poster up above the bed.
No, it was just the original Episode One movie poster. Thank you very much.
That's sexy. But,
no, I think right. We were listening to Dead Can Dance, but because that's what she wanted.
Oh my god!
Dang,
we gotta start throwing that part of the question in. We've been missing out on the great detail here.
That's awesome.
There were candles. It was in the middle of the day. It was weird.
All those things don't seem to go
special.
Together.
Yes. How old are you?
I'm 53.
Yeah. Damn.
Back when they still needed candles.
Yeah, 15. In a Datsun pickup truck in the middle of Mojave.
Yeah, in an uncomfortable place.
Very uncomfortable place.
Were you in the back of the truck or the front?
No, we were on the bench seat.
That is the butchest answer so far.
Yeah, except we were listening to The Cure.
And what was the lad's name?
Goodbye, Butch. Is this Mojave Desert daytime or nighttime?
Oh, no, this is like 2 in the morning.
Oh, okay, much better.
Yeah.
As opposed to 2 in the afternoon.
In the summer in the Mojave, it's still 100 degrees outside of 2 in the morning.
Too hot to fuck.
Brendan, I'm assuming you've got big plans for next week?
What's that? Okay, I was 19, and it was at a random person's apartment that I met at a bar, and... it was a horrible experience. I was heavily intoxicated, and I was sick, and it was just like the worst experience of my life. So
now that is the butch's answer we've gotten all day.
Okay, yeah. We got to give him
Brendan
that,
the butch's answer.
Give him that round because of he did not enjoy it at all.
Yeah. How awful! Was
out of sympathy, we're going to award you that round.
No, it was drunk, sick sex.
And today you are a man.
That just doesn't sound good.
Do you remember the music? No.
Yeah, the music was womp, womp, womp.
No music. I think the TV was on.
Infomercials.
Maury Povich.
Okay.
Mama's Family.
Rory, stop touching your mic.
I kicked it. Sorry. Your lover, your brother, or your mother trapped on a desert island. Who do you cannibalize first? Brendan.
My brother.
Brother.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, we have definitively.
my brother, too, because he's pretty fucking big.
Okay.
Yeah, he'll last us
weeks
like,
and weeks and weeks. Nice.
Yeah. You got to think strategically in those situations.
You do.
Wait, what were the options?
Lover, brother, or mother. They rhyme.
Okay, I don't have a brother, so mother.
Best friend.
I don't have one of those really either, so mother. Yeah.
You really want to eat your mom, huh?
Jesus.
Insert all the jokes you want right here. Everybody could just stay quiet for a second. You just have it.
We'll move on. We've heard him.
Ding.
No, it'd definitely be my brother.
Your brother?
Yeah. I mean, my mom would help us survive. Like, I feel like we'd end up living in a castle.
He's really just dead weight, right?
But my bro, yeah.
Yeah.
Big
mistake.
He's younger meat, too. I feel like.
Will he be listening to the podcast?
Probably eventually.
Like,
no, he would agree with me.
Okay.
He'd be like, no.
He's kind of.
I should be the one that you should eat.
He's like, I'm really not going to do much with my life.
You and mom, you're fine. Yeah. You guys do. Yeah. Okay.
Definitely love her.
Ooh.
Yes. In a heartbeat. All
right. She's loyal to the fam. The blood.
Oops.
I got one.
All right, go ahead, Nick.
If you could go on a celebrity road trip with any celebrity, a long one, too, across the country, who is a celebrity you would go with? Ashley.
Let's see.
Not Jewel?
How about
you go with Jewel in a van. She knows how to do that really well.
But you can only travel by rivers.
Oh, my God. Fine.
You're just going with Jewel?
Yeah, I would go with Jewel.
No, come on.
Oh, shoot. Let's see. I would say Ben Gibbard.
Who's he? I don't know.
Bixby Canyon Bridge, dude.
I'm out of loot.
He's the singer of Death Cab for Cutie.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
That'd be so depressing.
Yeah, it seems like.
I bet he's more happy than his music sounds like.
Just like how comedians are really depressing in real life, maybe sad musicians are really happy.
Jim Croce, he wrote all these sad songs, and in real life, he killed himself because nobody cared.
Oh, boo-boo.
Allison loves that.
I love you.
Emily.
I was going to say David Yao because I feel like it would be very entertaining.
The Cracker? No. Who's David?
David,
the Cracker?
Jesus Lizard.
Oh, Jesus Lizard. Okay. Jesus. I don't know all these cracker, alternative
you guys
rock
are too
stars.
Literate and like...
You're smarter than like, me.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Elvis Costello.
Ooh.
At least we know who that is.
I know who that is.
He's not related to Presley.
He was in that. He's in those old black and white movies, right?
With Bud? Yeah.
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 Okay. He's funny.
I choose Elvis Presley.
Yeah.
Nice.
The
okay.
king. As he is today or back in his prime?
No, as he is today because I like to travel alone.
I'm going to break your goddamn neck, you son of a bitch.
Hey.
Try
it. Oh, we did just miss it.
Oh, man.
We just missed the
Elvis birthday.
The anniversary of his birthday. It was just last week.
Oh, I will pull your goddamn tongue out of the roof.
Thank you, sir.
Happy birthday.
I doubted Elvis.
Brandon?
David Bowie, circa 67. It would have to be 1967.
Fuck yeah.
And then we would just drive.
Hey, I want Hunky Dory Bowie.
Let's go on a road trip.
Exactly.
Hunky.
Yeah, long hair.
Hunky Dory Bowie.
Real freaking man.
Okay. Brendan, you know, we all like look at the internet for inspiration when we, you know, maybe take one for the team all by ourselves. Saying hi to the bishop, one hand slapping five.
What?
Pleasuring yourself.
Okay.
Masturbation, son. All right. When we search the internet, what are your favorite keywords when you search to jerk?
Latinas, Asians, black chicks, BBW, MMF, big and butt, MILF, GILF.
That's enough.
Shade.
Honey, that's
big
enough.
Big Bush, the devil's threesome, lemon party, blue waffle, cream pie.
Like, was there a blue waffle in there?
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, you're going to find out?
You got to go look that up. Just type it into Google.
I beg of you not to do that.
Bitch.
But what are your favorite keywords?
What would you choose?
Okay, so this is keywords for looking up porn?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
We don't ask questions.
Cream pie sounded good.
So I'm so glad you caught that.
Let's go with... facial.
Oh, good answer.
Dig. High points.
Dig.
Could be taken either way. What could be looking for skincare word. Products.
What is it in our evolutionary makeup that makes us want to see that? Because it's very upsetting. It does no good.
It's,
it
great does for, no, like, it's good for your skin. Didn't those housekeeping women tell spirit. You that all the time? Right?
Why do we want that? It's just strange.
Because it's raunchy and instinctual.
Exactly.
I guess.
Okay, we're moving on.
I like Brandon.
Right, right. Dude, if it doesn't end like that, it didn't end right. You know? How does the date end?
Oh, heads up.
Okay. Okay. I am a Catholic, and so I believe masturbation is a mortal sin.
Okay.
So, one. Like Pope or something?
So, how many.
So you like facial
how long are you going to be in purgatory?
As long as it takes.
Father Tom and little boy.
Yikes.
Mike? Same question to you. What are your favorite keywords?
Lying Catholics.
Lying Catholics.
Hot. Come on, are you a boobs dude? Are you Asians?
Really?
I don't know.
MILF, DILF.
Oh,
We can run the list again.
Food Network?
He chose Blue Food Waffle already.
Okay. Eggs Denny Thomas style.
All recipes.
Are we going with that?
What, we're good? We're good with. I'm good with Lion Catholics
or Blue Waffle. One
or
of the
Blue
other.
Waffle. Yes.
Nobody ever says Blue Waffle.
It's got to be a toss up between B. Arthur and Estelle Getty.
B. Arthur,
Gilfie. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Gilfie.
And I've got the theme music in my head.
Thank you for being a friend.
Right?
That was just Ashley has that was look just of one that was just one Gil Forgy away every week.
That was the after show party on the Golden Girls.
The Golden wasn't about their golden years.
No, it wasn't. Oh, it's God. A secret nobody knows.
I can't get to it fast enough. You know,
I was trying to give you a little time there.
Golden
but.
Shower action?
Mine's very specific.
Yeah?
Go
two
on.
Two girls, one cup.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's your thing. Yeah. Excellent.
Nasty. You know, on a previous episode...
I would have guessed that from your song lyric.
These guys made me watch that.
It was awesome.
It sucked.
That was a great episode, though.
Nick had avoided it for like a year.
Everyone drink!
Yeah, no.
No, thank you.
Okay. Oh, I've lost my place in the questions. Ashley, we're gonna switch this up and we're gonna start going to some rapid fire questions.
Rapid fire.
No. I want Riku to ask some questions.
Oh, right.
You are being escorted to a gas chamber by a clown. Which comedian would you like to be that clown?
Oh God.
She's got this deer in the headlights. Yeah. Like, no,
I'll say Dave Chappelle.
All right.
Not bad.
Nice. I just really want to know how you strung all those words together, Rick, to get that. Or did you actually convince her to say all of that in a row?
She was nine
and
when
will
she
we
said
find
it.
Out about it
tell
therapy
she had a cold.
Later.
One day we can release the full versions of the Riku recording Man. Sessions.
Wouldn't you like to be a fly on the wall of Riku, like, Riku's therapy like, sessions?
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Rapid fire question, gentlemen. Rapid fire question.
Emily.
I feel like it's still going to be either Estelle Getty or...
All right.
Patton Oswalt.
Fuck yeah.
Okay.
Brent.
That's funny.
Jerry Seinfeld.
Okay. Nice.
Brendan.
Kathy Griffin.
Oh, Kathy Griffin.
You are such a homo.
I know. No. I went stereotypical.
Faggot.
Oh, Riku.
Wow, Riku.
Oh, Riku.
I wore a red ribbon to the Emmys, okay?
So it's okay.
You didn't even fucking go to the Emmys.
All right, rapid fire questions. I'm going to start with Ashley, and it's going to go that way with every round. Ready? Rip Taylor or Richard Simmons?
Richard Simmons.
Oh, Richard Simmons all the way.
Rip Taylor.
Yeah, Rip Taylor.
Hell yeah.
Rip Taylor.
All right, yeah, guys and girls, interesting. Puke or diarrhea?
Oh.
Which would you rather have?
Diarrhea.
Oh, the poops all day.
Puke.
Yeah, the poops get you out of work.
Puke does too, though, to be fair.
And downstairs?
Brendan?
Puking so I can lose some weight.
Hell yeah. Puking pretty heavy.
Would you rather get beat up or arrested?
Arrested.
I'm going to say beat up.
Beat up.
Yeah, arrested.
Arrested.
Okay.
Because that gets both of them.
No, you're white.
Would you rather have, AIDS or cancer?
Cancer.
I'm going to say AIDS.
Cancer.
What kind of cancer?
No. Rapid fire.
Okay. Brain cancer, apparently.
AIDS for sure.
Okay.
Circumcised or not?
There you go. Circumcised or not? Which do you prefer?
For the girls.
All
for the boys.
All
what
the
do you have?
Not.
I get a free pass on this one.
No experience.
Gold star.
We're talking about gold star.
Full circle.
We talk about that a lot around here.
Not.
Nice. Of course.
Too bad.
And downstairs?
Oh, not.
Oh, my God.
and I don't like them either.
Oh, my God.
Which would you rather have, a cold sore or a cold play earworm?
Cold sore.
Ooh, that...
She just like shivered.
This is really hard.
It just shut her down.
I'm gonna say cold sore.
Wait, I'm sorry, I really didn't hear him.
Which would you rather have, a cold sore or a Coldplay earworm?
A Coldplay earworm?
Yeah.
Cold stuck sore. In your head.
It's like a
cancer.
Tape
AIDS.
Run.
No, he's giving us all the earworm.
Brendan.
Oh, well, sorry, guys.
Brendan? Downstairs?
Yeah.
I don't know. There's too many
Brendan. Cold sore.
Brendan?
Oh, Brendan.
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 Yeah,
Brandon.
Bernie. Bernie is my name.
Bernie. Okay. Nick confused me.
I'm going to
blame it on him. Who wins in a fight, donkey or walrus?
Walrus.
Walrus.
I assume walrus.
Donkey.
Walrus.
Okay.
Bernie for the win.
G.I. Joe or Thundercats?
Thundercats.
Thundercats.
God, is it who would you do or who do you want to watch?
Oh, Thundercats.
Thundercats-o.
Thundercats.
Thundercats-o.
Thundercats all the way around.
Awesome.
Who would you do? Caitlyn Jenner or Chaz Boto?
Oh, God, neither.
Questions 10-year-olds really want to know.
I'll go with Caitlyn Jenner.
At least it's a dude, right?
You can play with the boobs wall. Never mind.
Emily doesn't look like she's happy. Perplexed.
I'm going with Chaz.
Yep. Nice.
Well,
somebody needs to.
Oh, Caitlin, I guess.
Can it be both?
Yes.
Yes. You really get this round. You get this round. There's always a third answer.
What did Brendan say?
I'll go with Caitlyn Jenner.
Okay.
Nick, Chewy.
Oh, all I want to know, Beatles or Stones?
Stones.
Beatles.
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 Okay.
All right, shoes or socks?
Socks.
Socks.
Shoes.
Both.
Socks.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Neither.
Well, Emily just blew a gasket. Like, her eyes stabbed Ashley.
I felt that.
Star Wars.
Yeah, Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Now,
if you could only have Beatles or Star Wars, but you could only have one, which one would you pick?
Like a universe where the other one didn't exist.
We know Ashley's answer.
Beatles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. This is certainly not rapid.
I like how she had to think about it.
It's why bands break up after this shit.
Yeah. I'm going Beatles.
We know too much now. Can't go back.
Yes, another band gonna break up after the podcast.
Hell yeah.
No.
Beatles.
Okay. They would ditch the sci-fi.
That's all I got.
Let's call the quiz.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was a great quiz. It was neck and neck there at the very end. Unfortunately, it was not between Bernie, Mike, or Ashley. No, it was neck and neck between Emily and Brendan. And coming in with 12,472 and a half points, we're giving it to the drummer.
Yeah!
Oh, yeah.
It's a good race. Nice. It's a good race.
Hardly ever girls don't win when it comes
I thought
to
you
it.
Were going to take it, Emily.
I thought I was, too. Yep. I felt good about that one.
It was a strong showing by both of you. He only beat you up by about 4 points.
That's almost
a possible 13,000.
Yeah, 4 points isn't much on that percentage. You know what I'm saying? That's close. That's a sea hair. If you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's a, that's a kind of algae that grows in the ocean, right?
Yeah,
sea hair.
Where the sea ghosts sang out.
It's like a rabbit that lives in the ocean.
Kinda.
Like a sea cow, like your mom. All right, let's have another song.
More music.
Oh.
What are you guys going to do? Do you have to change
another guitar?
Another guitar.
Right. Of course. So let's keep talking about something else while he does
We're actually looking for somebody to be our full-time guitar technician and guitar hander tour.
Yeah.
Do they get a piece of the gig?
No.
Oh.
But maybe somebody who would want to date somebody in the band, that kind of thing.
Oh, that's
who
nice.
Who just want to hang out and be a roadie. Yeah.
They can date a roadie.
Fetch guitars.
What's that?
They can date a roadie.
God. I know Brendan's significant other, and he would never put up with this.
Nope.
So.
Yeah, it's kind of a lot to ask.
Especially when you guys bash Coldplay.
I think.
Yeah.
They either want to do it or...
Hey, Is he a big Coldplay fan?
Well, I found somebody who's
a huge Coldplay fan.
Oh, my God.
makes me, oh, well, makes me sick to my
You know, I'm really glad she never listens to this show.
Yeah, that's probably a good
I've
thing.
Heard of people who tolerate Coldplay, but never when it's like a gigantic Coldplay fan.
I try to be supportive of his, of
yeah,
his
you should
Coldplay
be.
Dude, my exes have been like Mariah Carey and Madonna. Like, so
yeah.
I would,
oh, no.
I would rather huge, have Coldplay.
He's a I've lived with Rick and some of his exes.
Oh, my God.
Fuck. It's like you living at 5-star.
Right. Right. To the point of like a mental illness.
Yeah. Madonna is also another one. He's really into Madonna. So that's.
Well, who is?
I mean, yeah. I mean, I can dig Madonna, but I can't blast Coldplay.
I dreamed about being into her back in the 80s.
Her gigantic bush.
And her big armpit hair.
Yeah. Dude.
Can I go? So
like, me and Rick are on the same page there.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with a hirsute woman.
Everything. First two records.
Hirsutes are. Need Lovin' too.
Probably Jerry, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. That's the guitar you have on.
Yeah.
And for the next song.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
That's clear. So, all right, so we're just going to start then, huh?
Like, yeah.
What a great idea.
Well, you could set it up. What's the name of this one?
This song is called Jerry.
Shut up,
Jesus,
kid.
Rick, you're such a bitch.
I like that song a lot.
That was so amazing. I love this guy. God. And during the, I'm air quoting, solo section, that was really, you're like, I could just see you guys both be going, no, it must be swishier. Swishier and echoier. More things, more things.
Oh, dude. Inside, like,
watch them do it. It's cool.
It's a dance, man. The two of them are just like, they're rocket scientists.
Pedalboard madness.
Yeah.
It's a lab under their feet. Guys. It's awesome.
That is part of what I enjoy about seeing you guys live the few times I've had the chance to, is that it's a production. It's an event. There's stuff going on. Everybody's intense, and you're all very in the moment together and creating a sound sculpture that's going to go away momentarily, if you will. no, but it's all very intense. There's a lot going on, and it's very entertaining to watch. And I like rock shows because of that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of what we're going for. I mean,
yeah.
Not so much spectacle as
No, but I'm not trying to say that it is spectacle, but as a performer and as a musician, somebody who loves rock shows, I do like watching performers do what they do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's an important part. Yeah.
Sexually.
You guys are a cool live band.
It's that technical wizardry that happens on stage.
Yeah. Thank you. That's
good to
see,
for sure.
It's like makes the show, because a lot of people don't know how, I don't know how, what the fuck you're doing with like all 20 pedals you got in front of you. So like, it's super interesting and...
Yeah, well, I was going to bring my lap steel in, too, but Rick just would have fucking
Christ.
Died.
Yeah, guys.
He's
enough with all the bullshit.
Yeah. He's already played three different guitars, ladies and gentlemen. Just
three
FYI.
Different guitars, yeah. Two guitar players. How many amps? Not two.
How many more songs do you got for us tonight?
I will ask more specific questions in the future, Rick.
we could do more, but we have at least one more ready for you whenever you guys are ready for that.
How do you want to do this?
Well, I think it's about wrap-up time, and then we'll go out on the last song that you guys got ready for us. I think that'd be good.
Yeah.
Nick, do you have any shows coming up anytime?
No.
What's happening in Reno this
weekend?
You know,
the only show we have coming up is the Skate Jam.
Skate Jam?
In February.
February,
yeah. Good lineup, yeah.
They've got a great lineup over there, including, you know, ourselves, the One Ton Dooley. We've also got, Machine Gun Vendetta, Abandoned Vibe Minds, M-Section.
Fuck yeah.
M-Section's amazing.
Prince Robot, who I just booked on this show. The Scattering.
Nice.
Boss's Daughter, Black Crosses.
Fuck yeah.
Bad Cop.
Yeah.
That's a recent addition to the show.
And then,
of course, Godfathers of the Reno, fucking hardcore punk rock scene, Fall
Legends.
Silent, with their a record release party at the Skate Jam.
Holy shit. God.
Those guys have been around for like 25 years.
This is going to be noon till midnight, Saturday, February 25th. All ages, all day, bands, ramps, skate contests, prizes, food trucks, everything. Full bar if you're over 21. I'm bringing my kid. I'm going to take her back home, and then I'm going to come back. You know,
after bunch of black
bedtime.
People down there, Rick.
I hope so.
How do you know,
black
Nick?
Black people don't skate.
Oh, there's also going to be an after
That's
party
racist.
With the Moron Brothers and
you
the Randy Savages.
No, I didn't.
The Randy Savages
Fuck
is a great
you,
band name.
Yeah,
the Randy Savages.
Chris Fox is a member of that band. One of the Chris Fox media empire.
Fuck yeah.
That's going to be a great show. Also, a little more closer to home than that on February 6th. That's a Friday, right? Yeah, the first Friday of February, February 6th. Join me and my guest, Mr. Jeff Dunn, down at Foxy for Foxy
no
First
shit.
Friday.
How is Mr. Dunn doing?
I have no fucking idea, man. It's going to be a... Who knows how this show's going to go?
You have to go see the show, Rick.
He's canceled it twice because he was leaving town. Once to go to somewhere, and then another time to go to South Dakota, and now he's staying, and somebody's going to let him borrow a guitar. I don't know what's happening.
Look, Jeff, one of the most talented people and one of the most... Jeff has been both the best and worst sessions
Choo-choo.
Of my life. Yeah. But I haven't seen him in a while, so it's always like, what is he doing?
Oh, he and Jenny...
What is he doing?
He and Jenny have had a recent, very public breakup.
Oh, very public, yeah.
Very,
right.
very public breakup in the last month.
Wow.
So, it should be an exciting show with Jeff Dunn. So please join us.
Yeah. Go to the show and ask Jeff about it.
Quiet night.
Good idea.
We're not going to talk about it anymore.
Right.
No.
I love Jeff.
Sure, he'd love to.
We all love Jeff.
Yes.
Most of the time.
Right.
coming up, let's see, this very weekend, what do we got here? This weekend in Reno, there are, let's see, there's a gathering for our good friend Marshall Compton, who passed away at the top of the year. That's going to be down at the Morris Burner. Greg Gilmore is going to be live at the Jungle on Friday.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Murder Rock will be playing with Moons of Vega.
I went and saw
Where's that at?
That's a weird combo.
That's going to be down at Davidson's Distillery.
They put out a tape, and I saw that they put it out, so I went down to specifically to see them live down at the studio on 4th, and I just
the Murder Rock?
Them. I think they're awesome.
They're fucking
Murder Rock. They're brilliant.
Murder Rock is a great show.
Acid and go see them.
Or comb your hair, put on a nice set of clothes, whatever you do.
Yeah.
I'm the wind, baby.
I meant to hit.
I'm tripping balls.
Same thing.
Yeah. Right. I'm a good parent. I really am.
Jeez, how fat are you?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, don't let the snow keep you inside. There's still lots of great things happening in Reno. It's still an exciting time of year. 2017, we've got a lot of really, really good things on the horizon. One of which I hope to be more of Pink Awful at shows at venues near you.
Yeah, new record.
Yes,
maybe.
Yes.
Soon. That's the point of the slight playing out hiatus.
Cool.
So
keep your eyes out for them. Go like them on their Facebook page. Go check out their website so they get web traffic and they look like they're actually important.
That'd be nice.
Because that's how the internet works. It doesn't matter if people actually stay on your page as long as they click it once.
Yay.
And honestly, you guys, one of my favorite bands of the year.
You guys are really fucking
good. Yeah,
really.
It is
like actually January 22nd.
Yes, you are.
Thank you.
We'll bring the slide guitar next time.
Jesus.
Yeah, next time they'll bring more instruments.
We have a zither.
Oh, the harpsichord.
Yeah, we forgot the harpsichord.
You guys actually
you guys
could
need
use
to play with
theremin.
Memory Motel.
Yeah,
remember?
No shit.
God damn it.
Wouldn't that have been a great show?
Yeah.
I know that can't happen now, but that would have been a great show.
That would have been a cool show. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, for Nick, Chewy, Rick, the interns, Pink Awful, and everybody here at the Worst Little Podcast, this is the Reverend Rory Dowd signing off and letting you know that life is short and I love you. Good night, ladies.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
obviously belong in a mental hospital.
Dark Water Studio.
You better calm yourself down before I haul off and smack you upside your wide, wide head.
You like it.